If someone committed a crime before they became a believer and got away with it, should they turn themselves in? Yes. This is a really front burner. I'll give you an illustration. I'll try not to give too many details. Man came to me in church a year ago afterwards and said, I forget how long ago it was, but he did arson, set something on fire, destroyed a building intentionally. It's been about 9 years maybe. And he asked me this very question. I'm feeling really bad about this. Should I go and tell the police? And I said, yeah, you should. And let me pray with you that they would have mercy upon you, because this could be a lot of time in jail. I don't know how much damage was done or whether people were hurt. But that was my answer. And it's a great opportunity for trusting God. Now, he just came back to the church a few weeks ago and told me he had done it. He had done it. And they were blown away, like, no, what do we do? We don't know what to do with this. And they had not arrested him. They had said, we're going to do more investigation and so on. And things were still in process, but he just wanted to thank me. He said, I feel like I've done the right thing. My conscience is clear. I don't know what's going to come of it entirely, but I had to get that off my shoulders. So, yeah, I would say yes. And that's not uncommon. I would say, you know, the more practical thing is small things. I have known a young man, no names, who did a lot of stuff in high school and school, just said a lot of stuff, did a lot of stuff, and God touched him, and he went from person to person dealing with it. I spoke like this, I said these things about you, just cleaned up the past wherever he could think of things, apologizing and repenting. And so I think the same thing would be true of the law as well as personal relationships.